Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, you can get on freetalklive.com and get everything there for free for the most part. Unlike those other shows that want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, I bet you'll find that Free Talk Live gives you more for free than you get behind the paywall on some of those other shows. But see for yourself over at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
All right. So there was an issue that came up last night, and it had to do with this situation we talked about in detail last week. Now, for those of you who were not aware, it was, God, what day was it that we went out there? Was it
the
Thursday?
Night.
I don't even remember. But whatever
Friday,
day it was.
Friday the 9th.
Friday, okay. So we went out to Plymouth State University. Derek, you came with.
I sure did.
And there was a couple dozen activists, at least, I think, that came out that day from all around New Hampshire. And for those of our listeners that maybe are brand new to the show, we all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, to get together with other people that understand what freedom really means. And what does freedom really mean?
Well, being able to act as an free individual who is not aggressing against anyone. As long as you're not aggressing against anyone, you're free to do whatever you wish.
Well, you should be, at least, and that's what the kind of society I'd like to live in.
Freedom means you can do whatever you want. The way to make freedom work, to stifle a certain level of freedom in order to make freedom fair for everybody so that it works. And that means that you may not aggress upon other people.
Right, so you have to respect other people.
Folks
freedom,
can do what they want as long as they're not harming other people or their property or, you know, somehow infringing on other folks.
Right, so you don't have the freedom to hurt someone. Else, but yeah. You have the freedom to hurt yourself if you want to, you know, take a drug or something like that. Or...
Right. I think responsibility is the counterpart to freedom. You know, if you're free, that gives you a lot of power, and we all know that with great power comes great
responsibility. Indeed. So we went, speaking of responsibility and freedom, we went to Plymouth State University to support Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, and Tommy Mozingo, former military member, who had intended to bring weapons on campus. They had intended originally to sling rifles to their backs and show up at this college campus where there's a ban on having any kind of weapon, and their intention was to create a conversation and do some outreach about the issue of that what they believe to be an illegal regulation by the college because it flies in the face of a New Hampshire state regulation or statute that essentially says that political subdivisions can't regulate firearms. So like they just have to let it be whatever the state laws are and not create their own rules. And a man in a robe came down with I guess some sort of a temporary restraining order that told them that if they showed up and violated the campus rules, and they would be in court, they would be in contempt of court. And I guess neither of them really wanted a contempt of court charge because you can't really defend yourself against contempt of court. You don't get a jury for contempt of court. There's no actual trial for contempt of court.
It's the judge that ordered it who presides over that case, isn't it? So
then decides to have mercy on you and let you out.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. Right, and he can put you in jail for as long as he wants on contempt of court. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame them for not wanting to challenge it at that particular point in time. But they did still show up. They had a nice conversation. There's some video up about it over at freekeen.com. In fact, multiple videos. If you scroll down over the past few days, you'll see different videos from different perspectives on what was going on that particular day. I thought it ended up being an excellent day of outreach. We connected with different folks and had conversations and gave them information about not just Free Keen, but also copblock.org and some other organizations. I don't know if there were any free agents flyers, but certainly free agents were on the scene, fr33agents.com. And that's your website, Derek. That's working on that site.
That's right.
And you've got your own site on free agents, isn't that
I
right?
do. It's at derekj.fr33agents.com.
And you've just posted a fresh video up on that site.
I have, and I've also posted it to Free Keen.
Excellent.
So those listening can check it out at either site. But this is a report I did for Freeman TV.
That's your channel.
It's my YouTube channel, exactly. And this was a story about protesters who had something to say. That is, until a teacher came along and told them to shut up.
This is very interesting. You showed me a preview of this video, and I thought it was very revealing, because we had said on the air, there was a little line in one of the news stories about how there was a silent protest against Brad and Tommy's open weapons event, and this silent protest was headed up by a teacher. So it wasn't organized by students. It was just participated in by students. And you actually revealed this information in video form when you actually caught the teacher coming in and basically being, you know, a controlling personality on this protest.
That's right. So I'll set this up a bit. You know, I show up, and it's before Brad and Tommy have even arrived. It's early in the morning, roughly 9 a.m., and some people are just gathering on the scene. I see a line of people holding signs, figure that's the counter-protest. I want to go up and interview them. Within a minute, I'm starting an interview with a young student there, and he has no problem, you know, coming right out. Yeah, this is my teacher made this sign. Mm-hmm. Her name's Robin DeRosa, and, you know, she put this thing together. And I'm here. I think it explains what I like to say. You know, I don't want guns on my campus. And he's explaining what it means to me. And then I ask him, you know, are all people with guns bad guys? Oh, no, I love hunters. I think it's great. But once he started with the I love hunters and some people with guns are okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that teacher had a problem. She came right over and said, we're having a silent protest today, and I think you should respect that. I didn't know it was a silent
protest.
She
said that to you or to the protester?
She said it to him and to me.
I see.
And so she was kind of
directing
eyes.
She doesn't need to be nice to you, so she was directing it at you, but letting him know, hey, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And so I asked this gentleman, you know, well, hey, I was talking to this guy, so would you like to give me your name, give me a little more information? And he said, no, we're having a silent protest today. And
oh, my grade counts on how I'm behaving today, so I'm sorry.
So I thought it was revealing for
and
a lot of reasons.
You know it does, right?
Like, you think so?
I can't see how it doesn't. People, grades are given objectively and subjectively. Right? So, I mean, it's the rare class that has entirely objective grades. And I don't know what kind of teacher this is. Maybe it's a math teacher, much more objective than
English.
Subjective.
English.
So there's going to be more subjective grading in English. And a person cannot help. It is the rare individual.
But to allow their biases
that,
in.
Yeah, that doesn't allow their biases to get in place. Now, I'd like to say a teacher that organizes a protest probably doesn't even know what bias is. Like bias and her, they just pass each other by. She has no idea what bias is. I mean, she's setting up a protest and essentially getting her students on board with it.
Well, you would think she'd be familiar with the book burnings of the Nazis and all sorts of censorship, you know, being an English professor, but
she didn't want him to talk to you because she didn't want any ideas to be exchanged. She just wants her students to be, you know, kind of stuck in the mud. They have their position. They're there to represent their position, which, of course, is, you know, anointed by her. Surely they wouldn't have. She probably had total control over, you know, the slogans on the signs and all of that.
He said she made it.
All of the signs. She made all the signs?
The student I spoke with said that she made the sign he was holding, and they all were the same color and in the same
text.
Right,
I noticed that.
So it looks like she brought them with her. When she left, she took them all with her. So, yeah, they were her signs. She just wanted to have students and other faculty members.
You're her tool, basically.
Exactly.
If you're her student.
Just stand there, and not so much with the talking guy.
Right.
Just stand there and look pretty.
Hold my sign.
Propaganda.
Hold my sign.
You know, it would have been interesting, Derek, because you had told me before we had arrived on this particular day, we rode together up there, and you had told me that you were thinking about maybe joining as a counter-protester.
But I wouldn't have been able to. That was the problem.
Right. That would have been very interesting to have you walk up, and not with a camera or anything like that, but, hey, can I get a sign? And have them turn you down because they didn't know who you were, like you weren't in the class, so therefore you can't make their protest look larger, and have them come up with excuses as to why they didn't want you there in their counter-protest without knowing who you were, without knowing if you were a student or not. 855-453 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Just go and click and download as many as you want, going all the way back to late 2006 at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is happening February 23rd through the 26th. It is one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be a part of it. It's going to be happening at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, same place as it was last time and the times a few times before that. It's a blast to be around other people that love freedom. I mean, we were just talking about the Free State Project a moment ago. That's the reason why we're all here in New Hampshire,
And Derek J., you have not had the chance to attend a Liberty Forum yet, so this will be your first.
I'm very excited.
It is exciting, and you'll be even more jazzed for the next one after you actually get to experience it, because it's a blast. I mean, you've got hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel for a weekend. They're having luncheons and banquet dinners, keynote speeches, panel discussions, late-night parties. It's just it's a great time, and it's right in the middle of winter here in New Hampshire, so come on up and use it as an excuse to check it out. You can come on and enjoy various speakers like John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime, an epic book that's been around for a while, Michael Cloud, Center for Small Government, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, other names I'm not familiar with, like Angela Dill, Sharon Presley, Clark Neely. Maybe you know who some of those folks are. Clark Neely's from the IJ, which is the Institute for Justice. I'm familiar with that. And so you'll get to learn things that you probably didn't know from various different speakers and such. And more importantly, make connections with people who could be your neighbors and friends for a lifetime. This is a lifelong project. People are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They're getting active for liberty, creating different organizations. The Shire Free Press just started up very recently. FR33agents.com also just relaunched recently in a major way. And there's just so many things happening up here. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is a way to get a taste of it. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, use our coupon code FTL2012. You'll save 10% on your registration fee. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. There's details on the hotel and pretty much everything you need to know right there at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we're covering a couple of different issues that have that are worth talking about, as kind of in the aftermath of what happened with Plymouth State University last week, with liberty activists going on campus and maybe or maybe not carrying firearms. They ended up having suits on. Brad Jardis and Tommy Mozingo, former cop, former military, wore suits, and they didn't have any openly carried firearms. But of course, they could have had one underneath the suit, and no one would have known.
I certainly couldn't tell.
Right.
Having seen them, I mean, it looks like they could have been wearing guns. They might not have.
We know there was one guy that was wearing a gun. It was an undercover cop that a demo from copblock.org actually called out on camera while we were standing there, and he was very conspicuous. And so that video is actually up over at freekeen.com. You can see that. So there's a number of different videos from this particular event. You were just telling us, Derek, about how these protesters had these college kids were there protesting, and I didn't realize until after the fact, because I wasn't there when you encountered the teacher who was kind of their handler, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the teacher made the signs, which I thought was really pathetic. I mean, gosh, if you can wrangle your college students into standing and protesting for you, couldn't you have them make the damn signs too while you're at it? So she had maybe six or seven kids up there.
Well, small correction, there were only two students as far as I saw.
No.
The rest were faculty members.
No. Really?
Sure were.
How did you determine they were faculty?
That's one of the questions that you'll see in the video that the student I interview is pointing out, that other people around them are faculty.
So wow, that's even more pathetic.
It's ridiculous. To say that students feel this way, but not have actual students doing the protesting,
right,
or being able to speak to the media about how they feel. I mean, it puts a lot of questions in my mind about, do kids really feel this way?
Well, good point, because what I spent my time, you had a camera, so you were interviewing people a lot of the time that I saw.
Yes.
What I was busy doing was handing out freekeen.com information to folks, just to kind of let people know what Free Keen was, because the president of the school had sent out this email, multiple emails to the entire school, basically saying, these two crazy men will come with guns to the campus, and they've got a blog, it's freekeen.com. And I kind of truncated what she said, but that's kind of the gist of it. And so I thought it was important to let them know what freekeen.com is all about. We've got this great little thing that we call the truth card, where it has people on the left support these things, people on the right support these things, and then in the middle, it shows Freekeen supports these things, or the people at Freekeen tend to support these things. And it kind of puts us in the center, and it shows that, people on both the left and the right are agreeing with us on a lot of different things. And I think it's a really good way to kind of let people know what's going on and what sort of the general belief system of people at Freekeen is. And people were very receptive. I had very few people kind of give me the cold shoulder and turn me down. I would say maybe 80% of the folks did easily take you know, whatever I was offering to them.
Right. And they're students. They're eager for information, new information about how they would like to live their lives, especially, you know, in the political realm. What is the right belief and what is the left belief? Not everyone fits into those paradigms.
Right. So, and that's part of the idea is to show people that we can break that paradigm and that most people don't fit into those paradigms. So there's another issue at hand here with this Plymouth State protest, and that is the what is happening today, or what happened today, this afternoon, at Grafton County Court, where the guys that were originally going to carry the firearms, the former cop, former military member Brad and Tommy, were ordered to come to by a man in a robe. He put a restraining order on them, and they had to come to, I guess, have a case heard today in this instance. And Brad had put a request out to the activists saying, if you're going to show up to this, he would prefer that you not, or excuse me, he would prefer that you stand for the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a problem with that, and I wasn't the only one who had a problem.
Do you have
with
a problem with him asking, or do you have a problem with him, with standing?
I have a problem with standing.
I agree with that.
I have no problem with him asking. A demo from copblock.org seemed to have a problem with him even asking, and he kind of took it. I feel like he took it the wrong way. He seemed to think he was telling people to stand, and I didn't really feel like it was that. I felt like he was just requesting that people kind of stand up. And I consider that kissing the ring, and I have no interest in kissing the ring. I understand some people believe that when they go into court, they've got to kiss the ring, and they think that's going to help them in their chances with the man in the robe. And maybe they're right. I don't know. Maybe it does. But I don't want to compromise my own personal principles, and I don't want to, because I don't ever stand for the man in the robe. If I'm in an audience, I have stood for a man in the robe if I have been in the defendant's chair, because they put me under threat of violence if I don't, and so I will usually do it under duress. But if I'm in the audience at a courthouse, I'm always seated when the man in the robe comes in. Whenever they utter, "All rise," we've got a habit here in Keene, at least. And in other parts, like when folks go to other parts of the state for trials, frequently people stay seated when these folks come in.
I never stand. I mean, I've filed motions to not stand for the judge, and that's what I told Brad I would be doing this time if I attend at all. He had no problem with it, so I know that he was asking. He wasn't ordering, and in the same vein, he asked people to come dressed up to his event. He wasn't telling people, you must come in a suit. You know, it was just good recommendation.
Well, how do you feel about kissing the ring in general? I mean, is it something... Now, Mark, you're a Quaker, so I'm wondering, would you have honored Brad's request to...
I wouldn't go in. I mean, you know...
Okay, so let's come back with that here. So you wouldn't go in the court at all? We'll come back. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, share your thoughts, bring up anything free, talk about.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll free to 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features include the news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via Twitter, Facebook, or email. So head over to news.freetalklive.com. Our number here, 855-450-FREE.
Do you not have enough time in the day to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving out the time in the day to sit down and, with a book. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all kinds of categories over there from which to choose as far as books go. All the ones that you find in a bookstore, kids, young adult categories, science fiction, fantasy, self-development, classics, business, fiction, history, romance, thrillers, erotica, whatever you want, they've got it at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That will get you, go to that location, you'll get a free audiobook to try out their service at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They're giving you a little Christmas gift. They've got more than 100,000 titles to choose from in virtually every genre. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So we've been talking about some of the ancillary issues to what happened with the Plymouth State University situation, which made national news last week. Maybe it didn't splash that big because, well, guns weren't actually brought on the campus. But it made a whole lot of news considering there wasn't a whole lot that actually did happen besides folks just coming and talking to college students. We made, you know, Boston News, AP did a report, and that got picked up in a variety of different news agencies. And of course, we had the opportunity to make our own videos. And Derek J., you posted one just recently over at your website, which is derekj.fr33agents.com. Also over at freekeen.com. And there's a number of videos that have been aggregated to freekeen.com, so you can see different perspectives on it. But today there was the hearing. Today was the actual court case regarding the restraining order, and the issue would be heard in front of a man in a robe about whether or not these gentlemen or anybody can violate this
college rule, which is not a state statute. It's a rule of the college system. And Brad's point is essentially this is in conflict. You can't have a college rule that's in conflict with the state statute, so therefore the state
statute is higher law.
Is higher up, so you know, you should be able to break this college rule and bring a weapon on campus to defend yourself if necessary.
No. So did Brad request this hearing, or is this something a man in a robe just decided it would be nice if he threatened two individuals if they don't show up in his courthouse? Is that what happened?
Right. What happened was the university system, their lawyer, they hired a lawyer or something, or they probably already have one on counsel or whatever. Anyway, they brought their lawyer in. He filed a request for a restraining order with the court. The court did a temporary restraining order, and then it was that morning when Brad and Tommy arrived where a man, you know, with a badge served them with a restraining order, informing them they couldn't come on campus. If they, well, they could come on campus, but if they came on campus with a weapon in violation of campus policy, they would be arrested for contempt of court.
So this judge is backing up an illegal law.
Correct. And not only that, going so far as to say Brad has to post the order at freekeen.com, which is essentially compelling an action. It's compelling speech, and that's a very constitutionally rights-concerning issue on its own. So this man in a robe believes he controls freekeen.com, and I posted a blog a few days ago pointing out that he doesn't, because I deleted Brad's post and told him to basically go pound sand if he didn't like it. So anyway, Brad and Tommy went to court today, and I'm going to try to get in touch with Brad, maybe get an inside scoop on what actually transpired there. According to the updates at the Shire Free Press, which you can find on Facebook, the restraining order is still in effect. So the last update I saw, the restraining order is still in effect until sometime in January at this point. But I didn't get much more information about that. But the reason we're talking about the court thing is because Brad had requested in advance that anybody who shows up, because he wants people to come support him, but on the other hand, he didn't want you to come if you were not going to stand for the judge.
He wanted it to be a single issue so that it was clear to the judge that this is only about carrying guns on public property. That was my impression.
I think that's an excuse.
He didn't want the judge to get distracted by having it be about something else that happened in the courtroom.
I think that's an excuse. It's the reason why he did it was because he believes if somebody's going to stay seated for a man in a robe when they come into the room, that that's going to somehow rub off on him. That somehow
I think it's an accurate statement.
In the audience, their behavior is somehow, you know, connected to the person who's there as the defendant.
I think it's an accurate statement. I think that the judge, just as
he's
I explained,
supposed to be,
just as I explained, yeah, I just as I explained with the teacher, human beings are not truly subjective. So if the judge believes that the people in the audience are part of a group that is with the defendant, they're likely to take out any bad feelings they have, whether even they want to or not, on the defendant. The judges are supposed to be robotic justice machines. They are, however, nothing like that. Otherwise, we would have a little frickin' justice, and nobody would have to stand for them.
But see, I think it does work in the opposite way of what Brad expected. So my belief is that Brad thinks if everybody stands for the judge, then the judge is going to be in such a good mood, he'll just rule in his favor and be super objective. But I think it's the opposite, that if the judge sees that nobody's standing for me and people are just doing what they want and wearing hats and sunglasses, then that puts him, that helps him realize that he's not God, and he doesn't control everything that everyone does, and people don't care what he thinks. You know, we're going to act as free individuals and not be coerced into standing for him, because that's no sign of respect. I mean, if I'm voluntarily standing for someone, that's respectful. But if I have a gun pointed at me and I'm told, you either have to leave or stand. I mean, gosh, that's there's just no virtue.
Right, it's obedience, not respect. And
it's not virtuous.
You know, if these people don't, it's a sign of respect. If the that's the idea of standing, and if these people don't understand the difference between obedience and respect, you don't want somebody on a judge's stand that doesn't understand the difference between obedience and respect.
I get what you guys are both saying. And so, Mark, you had said earlier that you would not be in the room because you're a Quaker, so you don't believe that other men are above one man is not above another man. All men are equal.
Right. If the judge doesn't stand for me, I'm not going to stand for him. I don't stand for people that come into rooms. You know, I mean.
So you would not be in the room.
On the rare occasion, I have stood for women coming into rooms, but it's, you know, it usually doesn't happen. It's extremely Excuse me, Artic.
But what you said before we went to break last time was that you would not be in the room.
One of a couple of things would happen. I would either not be in the room when I expect the judge to come in, and when they did the all rise thing, then I would, you know, come in and sit down. I would strategically use the bathroom at the time that I expected to have to stand or whatever.
Did you file a motion?
I never even considered filing a motion. I thought that was the sheer genius that you filed a motion to not stand for the judge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before. And he actually had that approved at Concord District Court when he did that last time. And he filed a motion to wear, was it a hat or sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses, and had that approved as well, which was interesting.
Yeah, it's stunning. But I never even considered it. And, you know, I have... It's like been standing when people stand, and then, you know, I don't feel bad about that. I mean, I'm not going to just sit down because I was told to stand. That wasn't that wouldn't be what I would do either.
Okay, so here was my concern with that, because when Brad first asked this, he requested that people stand for the judge, and I don't do that. So I told him, look, I don't feel comfortable with that. And, you know, I'd be willing to maybe, you know, Rich Paul suggested that I go outside the court when the judge came in. But my problem with that was, okay, fine, that makes sense at the very beginning. You're still, you're outside the court, the judge comes in, you come in afterwards, you don't have to address that issue at that time. But then the judge can take a recess any time. Like, he can just decide to, oh, I'm taking recess. And then whenever they do that, they always call all rise at that point. And
yeah, so then what do you do?
What am I supposed to do then? Like, jump up real quick before they can, like, call all rise and run out of the courtroom? I mean, I don't want to be, like, up and down, trying to, you know, predict what the man in the robe is going to do. And then on top of that, when I show up at these courthouses, I can be a bit of an instigator. The last time I was at this particular courthouse, they were taking media devices from people as they were coming into the courtroom because it was they had some undercover cops that were going to testify. They didn't want us shooting the video of them. And I made a big stink about it right there in the courtroom. And the clerk got called in. I was there for like 10 or 15 minutes arguing with these people and skirting the line of getting arrested. So, I mean, those sorts of things could rub off on him, too. So I just figured better not to go.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. Click in the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of, whether you're getting stuff for yourself or for your friends or family for the holiday season. Amazon's a great place to go because they've got great prices and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com, start your shopping experience there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for the perfect treat to bring to this year's holiday party? Or do you need a new gift idea for friends and family? This year, make it George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. This stuff is delicious. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's had it, it is awesome. Oh, warm it up a little bit, put some ice cream alongside. It's crazy.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds great.
All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. And these are like whole ingredients. None of that stuff you can't pronounce. It's the perfect treat for all the holiday parties with friends, family, or coworkers. George's Famous Baklava is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Monday, December the 19th. Make sure that you have it in time for Christmas. Check out George's Famous Baklava at mandrick.com. You can order there, M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in mandrick, mandrick.com.
He's already got orders lined up, get yours in now to get it before Christmas. Mandrick.com. All right, let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, hello. You know, it's interesting, the discussion this evening.
Okay.
What's interesting about it?
Regarding the proper etiquette and protocol in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From my point of view, we realize that all the judges are really administrators. They really don't function as a judge. And I'm using that term sort of as a judge in the ancient tradition of the Sumerian and the Babylonian cultures or the Roman culture, ancient Rome. So in a sense, basically, the philosophy is the people that are brought before the court have to respect the authority of the court. And one tangible way of doing that is to stand and rise when the administrator or the quote-unquote judge enters the courtroom and then tells the people, you know, they may sit down, and then, you know, begins to do his thing, I guess, or her thing.
Shuffles through some papers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the only thing I want to say is I think it's like a lot of wasted energy with all that's going on right now with regard to the fact that the most recent legislation that was passed allows the government to intern people without due process. Mm-hmm. It's an extension of the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act, as well as the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the revision in 2007. And I just wanted to say that these are real issues that are going to affect all of us, including most of us that call in to discuss issues on your show, as well as you guys. And nothing is being done about it. It's just very quiet. The bill has passed the Senate. It's in commission. And it looks like Obama will be signing it. And it gives complete dictatorial powers to the executive in violation of the Constitution.
Now, you're talking about this military...
1850. Is it the S-1850 legislation?
The Defense Authorization Act, is that the one you're talking
about?
Well,
it's an extension of that.
Right.
But this is the one that's going in with the... it's being attached to a bill regarding funding the military for another, what, 3 or 4 months.
Because I've got one here. The Senate passed 93-7, a version of the National Defense Authorization Act that includes provisions giving the military the right to detain you forever,
correct,
without charge if they think
without
you're some kind
process,
of terrorist.
Without habeas corpus. And it's basically, it's what allowed kind of, in a sense, Hitler to, you know, put the political prisoners in Dachau and, you know, exterminate them and brutalize them.
Oh, but that would never happen here, Frank.
No, but you know what? As some wise political philosopher once said, when fascism comes to America, it will be led with the big cross.
And waving
the flag.
People
will be marching
behind
it and sort of cheering it on. And I think this issue is really tragic. It represents the end of our constitutional republic, and it represents the end of our Bill of Rights and our freedoms. And I think now,
I think it's interesting that people are saying that now, when there's been all kinds of crazy stuff like this over the last decade.
Oh yeah, but you and I have talked about it. I've talked with you guys since 2000, since you guys were on the air, really. I guess 2002, 2003, off and on. We've discussed the issues, but you know, we're sort of the wise people that see what's happening, whereby most people are blissfully engaged in watching Dancing with the Stars and playing the new video Xbox game and kind of hoping that the home team wins in the football playoffs and all that nonsense.
I hear
you
about that.
Really, you know,
Frank,
go ahead.
You've been saying that these judges aren't giving justice, and if you've been talking about this for years, then you know that there's no justice in the court system. So why are you concerned about a law that would keep people from getting a trial? I mean, it's not like anything's really changing.
Because actually, there is the possibility of a review without legislation such as this. If this goes through, basically the Bill of Rights is shot, and then our whole jurisprudence system is finished in this
country. See, this is what I don't understand, is that the Bill of Rights is already shot.
But the point is, it has to be...
Habeas corpus
is out the window. The Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act and this act has to be reviewed.
Maybe it's the icing on the cake, Frank, but I mean, this is not...
Whereby, if the Supreme Court says, yes, these laws are legal, therefore the Constitution is gone, then I say it's time for everyone to sit on their asses and on their hands. Don't work, don't pay taxes, and let
Well, I don't pay
collapse.
Taxes, but I'm not going to stop working. Thanks, Frank, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Well, I agree.
I think
people should stop paying taxes.
What Frank is pointing out, and I think that there's a distinction to be had, is that now with this, essentially, according to people who have read it, and I don't know that much about it.
I've got some information on it here.
Essentially, they can detain people without for as long as they want without a trial.
But couldn't they do that already?
No.
They can
do whatever they want. Let
right.
me make
I mean,
that
clear.
Under George Bush, the lone wolf provision allows
citizens,
them to do that.
Real people. Citizens, Ian. Right? Citizens. Real people.
There's no such thing as a
citizen.
It's been that way for years. George Bush had something called the lone wolf provision that allowed the federal government to take any person from anywhere in the world, detain them without trial, and just call them a terrorist, and they were able to do that, just lock them up for
years.
There
was a distinction between citizens and non-citizens prior to this situation. That doesn't mean that the government couldn't do it, because the government could do it, but at the very least, somebody can cry, oh, but the Constitution. Now the government can whip out and say, oh, yeah, but we passed this law, so it doesn't matter. And, you know, so how many people care about laws? They care. They care about laws, and I don't. I mean, I think that laws are just crap written on paper that are usually written by thieves and liars in order to get what they want.
Right, and so if anything, this is going to help, I would think, the liberty movement, because anyone who hasn't seen through the justice system will now be able to say, look, there's no justice in the courts. People who knew it 20 years ago, it's still true. There's no justice in the courts. And so what Frank is saying, I think what I take away from it is that people need to find their own mediators and get justice somewhere else, because you're not going to get it from the government.
No doubt about it. Let's continue. We'll talk more about this Defense Authorization Act thing here in a little bit. But first, let's go to you and your thoughts. Colin in Oregon on the Amp Lines. Hey, Colin.
And how's it going tonight?
Well, we're great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to call Mark out a little bit on something he said on the Sunday Night Show.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. He was against the death penalty, which I strongly agree with. But he said, and I'm paraphrasing, that basically that he would be okay with the death penalty if it could be somehow made that it was 100% accurate, that every person who it applied to was definitely guilty.
Nope. So my distinction is that what I said is I will not lose any sleep over guilty people being executed. I don't lose sleep over guilty people being executed. I was incarcerated a guy named Mark Dean Schwab, and a lower, more manipulative, disgusting person I haven't met. Not too many, at least. He was released from prison. He promptly got out, posed as a journalist, found himself a kid out of a surfing magazine that was 12 years old named Juni Rios Martinez on the east coast of Florida, posed as a surfing magazine photographer, hung out with the kid for a couple of days until he could get him off on his own, his parents hoping that the kid's going to become rich and famous. He takes the kid off, chops his head off, puts him in a footlocker, buries him in a grove in Florida someplace. And, you know, I mean, the act is disgusting.
Colin, I'll tell you what, you probably have something to say to that, so we'll bring you back here. Coming up in hour number two, more with you and your thoughts as well. Welcome at 855-453. Plus, we'll talk more about this Defense Authorization Act. I've been sitting on a little bit of show prep about it here, so we'll give you a little more information. 1-855-450-3733. Suffice it to say, as you might have already figured out, it's not good news. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour two is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.